This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Special guest for you guys here today on Pure Evil MMA. You're never going to believe who I got in here. The cartoon guy, Moha Fudula. And Moha, how do I pronounce your name correctly so the audience can hear?
Hi, for you and for your audience, you can pronounce my name as Mujahid, M-O-G-A-H-E-D, Mujahid. But you can call me Moj.
So I got to say, man, the first time I saw one of your videos was right after Ronda Rousey lost. And you had Edmund Tavernian, freaking out, man. My first question to you is, you know, how long have you been watching MMA or UFC? Because I know that you're also into boxing, but, you know, how long have you been into MMA?
Well, I was knowing or notified about MMA since a long time, but I'm hooked since I saw Anderson Silva. In 2012, the second fight with Chael Sonnen.
Yeah. So your videos, man, are pretty much viral at this point. You've had people like Gina Carano comment. You've had Brendan Schaub, Brian Stan, even Rogan retweet. What does that feel like? Were you expecting such a big reaction from your videos?
Actually, when I start, I wasn't expecting much, not from me or from the community, because I started just for fun. The first video I did was for UFC 206 for Max Holloway versus Anthony Pettis, and it was a huge. Then for the Fly Champ, AG, I did him a video. Then the reaction was also big, so I said, you know what, I'm gonna keep doing it. Then the bigger guys started tweeting, like Joe Rogan, Gina Carano, Chris Cyborg, and all the biggest MMA website like BG Penn and etc. etc. It feels good.
You know, between your videos and some of the images that have been coming out for like Boss Logic, I mean, this is something that our community needs. And with the way the world is right now, sometimes we need that laughter, man. And your videos are absolutely genius, even though, like, if you weren't an MMA fan, you probably wouldn't get some of the videos, like what they really mean. But I gotta ask, for anybody that's tuning in, maybe they haven't seen your videos before, what's one video that you could recommend, one of your favorite videos that you've made so far?
One favorite video. Let me check in just so quick. Look at my thumbnails of my videos. Well, I love all of them, but depend. If you're a fan of something so much comedy, you can check the last week videos. The one that started from the beef between Paulo Menalaji and Conor McGregor. If you just love into effects and more timing, you're gonna fall in love with that video, No Love, that I made for Cody versus TJ Dillashaw. That was too long, and the effects and the pyramids and the environment was so cool. I love it so much.
So even like the little things in your videos that I've been catching, like on Brandon Schaub's shirt, the I disagree shirt, like stuff like that, it definitely makes me crack up. So this must mean that you follow and listen to all the podcasts, like Joe Rogan Experience, Brandon Schaub. Is that true? Are you a big fan of their shows?
Yeah, exactly. That's what's happened. Since I hooked to the MMA, it was like a recommended video on my YouTube about Anderson Silva. So I start watching more fight. Then I just hooked to the commentator. I love the way that he explained, especially for me that never heard of jiu-jitsu. I was knowing what's going on the feet, but once it hit the ground, it was boring for me. So he was keep explaining, if he catch him, this is Kimura, he's escaping, he's trying to catch his back. So I like it. So I start Google it. What is the name of the UFC commentator? And it was Joe Rogan. So I type it on YouTube and I found podcast. So I start listening to his podcast, it was more education. So sometimes he has like the Fight Companion and other guests also like me, not educated about MMA, and he start explaining more, and he starts speaking about there was a good fight in the early 2000, and I go back to YouTube and I watch that, and I watch that. So maybe inside a year or 6 months, I was completed and educated in MMA. Even I watch it all the past, all the great past fights.
So have you ever heard of Tommy Toehold before in the past?
Yes. He's a great cartoonist, and our path crossed. We introduced to each other an email, and I told him, and he told me, we're both open to work together one time.
You know, because the way that he started, I mean, he absolutely blew up. And it all came from one day just somebody showing Dana White one of his YouTube videos, and Dana loved it. And Dana puts him on FS1. You know, have you had any other stars reach out to you a little upset as, you know, what your cartoons say? Like, for instance, Tyron Woodley, you know, calling everybody racist, stuff like that, which I crack up about. I love it. And you got to have a sense of humor towards it. But have you had any negative reactions to your videos?
From the start, from the stars that in my videos, no one has a negative like, please remove this, please don't use my image, or no, everyone loved it. Even Tyron Woodley, he contacted me, and he thinks it's super funny, and he was angry about his hairline, because he told me that he did not have a hairline like LeBron James. And for me, I didn't understand what is a hairline like LeBron James. So I Googled it and I found it. So I said, you know what? I texted him back and I said, okay, next appearance, I will fix this problem. But I forgot and I kept it.
Another thing that's so impressive, and I got to ask how you do this, are the voiceovers. Like, you pretty much nail a lot of this. How much work goes into, you know, finding those clips from other podcasts, you know, like Brendan Schaub, saying like, I disagree, or these freaking Gucci boots. I mean, how much time goes into each one of these videos? How long does that take?
Actually, when I started like 9 months or ten months ago, I was already lifted the animation for 3-4 years. So the process was too slow. I started doing animation. It was the single animation, like 1 minute to 30 seconds, was taken from me like 15 days. Then start going small. 10 days, 5 days. Now I'm able to make an animation every single day. But the challenge now, as you said, is picking the audio and writing the story. But because I have a good memory, I can watch podcasts and I can remember which episode that guy said this and which episode said this. And the beautiful thing about there's some YouTube channels that rip a few parts of the episode, like funniest moment, like Joe Rogan on Habib, Brandon Cast, beef with Nate Diaz, just 5 minutes, 7 minutes. So it's much easier for me than going back and watch the whole episode. Tonight, I'm gonna publish a new animation. It's gonna be so good for Robin Black. This one took me a whole day watching Robin Black YouTube until I get few lines, especially from Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather breakdown. I watch the 6 hours until I get just few seconds that I seek, that I want. But it was in point, and I think it's worth it.
So that's going to be coming out tonight on your YouTube channel?
Yes, it's going to be in my YouTube social media.
So for anybody that's actually listening to the podcast and, you know, aren't watching the video cast, make sure you're following him, and I'll spell it out for you. It's at MOJAHEDFUDAILAT. One more time, let me get it out there for everybody. It's MOJAHEDFUDAILAT. Now, you also have an Instagram and, you know, your Twitter page is where I actually found you. And Brendan Schaub retweeted your latest video of him and Nate Diaz beefing. I'm just going to play the audio really quick for the audience that's tuning in via podcast.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You can't edit this video.
Hey, man, let's give Connor some credit. Jesus Christ, man. I'm in skinny jeans and Gucci boots, for God's sake. What is going on right now?
Fuck you. How about that?
Hello, Notorious Irish Whiskey.
That's right. Sit quiet, you little bitch.
Absolutely classic, man. So my next question for you is, how much a reaction did you see during the Mayweather-McGregor? Because you released quite a few videos on there, which are absolutely genius, between Paulie Malignaggi busting in on Dana White, the video that we were just showing. And my personal favorite was Mayweather-McGregor, the Form Voltron video, which I got a big kick out of. Ooh. Out of those videos, you know, which ones had the most reaction? And did you see a boost in reaction during Mayweather-McGregor?
Well, depend. If you count reaction as the video views, it will be number 50 when the TMT Voltron it was. But as a reaction, like people contacting me and writing comment and reposting, I think it's the Brandon Schaub one and the one that Joe Rogan reposted. Joe Rogan actually reposted my work 3 times, and Joey Diaz also. That one was big. Both guy was on the lake watching Daniel Cormier eating his burger. Have you seen that?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, that one went viral. And also the boxing community take my video as well, especially the Golden Boy one, where is Canelo keep running from Triple G, and the next one was the Zorro Boy, that action animation on the train. That was my favorite.
So you're also a boxing fan, because I saw one of your tweets. It was like, you know, whenever there's a Triple G match, that's all I care about. How long have you been following boxing? Because it's been around for quite some time. I personally started watching when I was a kid with my father. Is this a sport that you've been watching, you know, since you were younger?
Yeah, I used to watch a few boxing clips because it's not available here in the Middle East. I think there's only one network called Bein Sport that take it exclusively. And sometimes I just watch the replay or the highlight on the internet. So I watch a few boxing, but you know what? I think boxing just got more views after MMA blow up. Like me, after watching MMA, I get back also to boxing. Now I'm pro boxing, pro MMA, and unfortunately for football and basketball and tennis, I stopped watching these, because once you compare the feelings, the enthusiasm that you take from MMA or real fight like boxing and MMA, you can't go back to watch football, basketball, or respect also.
I got to agree, man, and this is something I got to give you kudos for. There is nothing better. There is no live sport out there that is better than MMA. There really isn't. Combat sports has you at the edge of your seats. It feels like the Super Bowl every time you're watching a fight. Anything can happen. Even if you don't know who the fighters are, you could see one of the best fights of your entire life. And it comes down to everybody in this world is going through their own thing. We need a little getaway, and we enjoy our sports. And that's another thing that you do is the videos. I mean, It's just awesome, man. Just the feeling that you get from MMA, it's literally saved my life. And then to see your videos, Tommy's videos, it's just awesome. So my next question for you, as we get towards the end of this interview, is what's a day in the life for you? I mean, how do you come up with these ideas for the videos? Because it's really creative.
Well, since I turned like a full-time freelancer, I start working from home. I used to work like in companies, but I now work full-time from home. I start working in motion graphic, but since I hooked to MMA, I start doing this animation for the MMA community. So if I got no job, no work, no projects now between my hand, I start looking in the news, start watching, reading and watching YouTube podcasts. If there's a big, like there's a big news story, like I feel like I can make a fingerprint in it, like making it as a funny animation, I put it out there. But if was there nothing like important or you can say like trending, I just pass it.
So one of my other questions to you is, how do you get these images? I mean, the faces look just like the fighter. How do you transition that into your computer? I mean, even the yeah. small details down to Mayweather's bodyguards you had down for the Voltron thing. I was cracking up to that. How do you, you know, mesh that over into animation yeah. to have it look so spot on?
It's really, 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 really complicated, because anyone familiar with 3D art, 3D animation will know that this work is no joke, because there's the modeling involved, modeling and texturing and rigging and animating and voiceover and rendering. It's take a whole process. But once you pro and you have like 7-10 years experience behind you, it will become so easy. The same thing when you see a jiu-jitsu practitioner. You look at him and you see how many sweep, how many transition, you see how exactly a human being can do this. The same thing for me. I start doing these animations, or I'm involved in the 3D animation since 10 years and it became so easy. About the faces, sometimes I found like a very hard time to find a real front face, front image for the character that I want to design, because sometimes you're gonna find lighting from the right, lighting from the left, it will ruin the image. So sometimes I found it in Google, and sometimes I rip it off from YouTube. There's a good high resolution interviews for these guys where I can take images from the left, from the right, and I can make my model as much as close to those images. And if you follow my work from the past, you're gonna see the difference. Every animation, there's a big leap towards more high quality.
They literally look spot on, man. And I really appreciate everything that you do, because I get a huge kick out of this. So many stars are loving this. And if you haven't seen his work yet, guys, you have to go check it out. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. So my last question to you, of course, you just told us about the Robin Black video, which I cannot wait. You said that's going to be coming out today, but you know, how many videos do you release a week, or how many videos is there going to be like a certain day that you get down? Like, I'm going to be releasing a video every Friday. What are some of the ideas moving forward that people can expect from you?
Mostly on the news. Once you see something hot in the news, you must know for sure that inside 2 days, 3 days, is going to be there an animation. But if it's cold out there, I don't think that there's going to be an animation soon. But because after the before and after the May Mac, there was so many materials out there that I can change and convert it to animation.
So when you're sitting there watching a fight, is the next episode on your mind, like trying to think of little ideas? Like, how do you come up with these ideas? Is it during the fight? Is it constantly on your mind? You come up with ideas like driving in the car? I mean, give us a little inside of, you know, how do you come up with these ideas?
Honestly, sometimes I don't control it, almost like a kid. I just watching a news, reading something, and I just say, yeah, that's fine. And I go just trying to make myself a breakfast or a meal to eat. And suddenly the animation starts kicking in my head. And I say, oh my God, this is really good. And I go to my computer and I write this story and I try to suppress it until I make it as 1 minute, because I love my animation to be short, where people can share it and view it as much as they can. So sometimes I don't put one effort to make these stories. Sometimes they just mostly they kick in without my control. Sometimes I'm just listening to music, and the music motivates you and activates something in your brain to start create something from your own. Once I start find like I have difficulties to write a story, I pass, I move on, because I know it's not gonna feel real, it's not gonna comes like natural, so I pass. I just wait this animation to kick in naturally.
So this is my last question, and I promise this is my last question. I'm so happy that you came on, because I'm literally obsessed with your videos, as of, you know, Gina Carano as well, Brendan Schaub, Joe Rogan. But I asked you this question at the beginning, I got to ask you it again. What's another one of your favorite videos that you've created, other than the one that you've already shared at the beginning of the interview?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's another one that you can go check out?
The negotiation that happened between Floyd and Conor McGregor. Have you seen that?
Yes, of course. And I retweeted them all on my personal Twitter as well.
Yeah. The negotiation went viral after the MacLife reposted. And I'm sure that Conor McGregor are watching these. And I saw that he's liking some of my videos. That's and awesome. other posts, I saw him like, this video has been liked by MacLife, has been liked by Conor McGregor. So, and I think, I'm sure he's... He reposted one of my work in his Instagram, the first one I have done for him. Again, when that actress said MMA is not an art.
Meryl Streep, yeah.
Yes, that one he posted in his Instagram, and it take maybe 1,500,000 views.
Wow.
Just in his Instagram.
This is my last question. I just keep getting questions coming to my head. When are we going to see the movie? When are we going to see an actual, you know, maybe a 10-minute animated movie? Do you have a plans to do something like that coming?
Well, people ask me so much for this. They wish if my animation were a little bit longer. They wish if I have a short movie, like 20 to 10 minutes. I keep it in mind. Maybe in the future, once we have... And I think, you know what? A movie like this, I think it's going to be a teamwork. Not everything on me. I can, like... control the animation, few tips in the story, but maybe I need a writer, I need someone take care of the music, so I can like take care 100% of my craft, which is 3D animation and the 3D creation of the movie.
You know what you need, man? You need to get some sponsors, and I'm surprised you don't have any sponsors yet, so I'm happy that you're able to come on the show. I mean, man, you have so many superstars retweeting your videos. Has any companies reached out to you that would like to fund you?
No, I'm kind of disappointed also, because I've been starting doing this since 10 months, and there's a huge stars, huge personalities, huge champions, huge MMA web news has reposted and write things and make like a simple interview, like they can write it, but nothing happened actually. And I did get so much recognition or following, but I keep it positive, and I say, you know what, maybe one day I'll get the recognition that I deserve.
It's definitely coming, man. You're on a lot of people's radar. I want to thank you so much for coming on Pure Evil MMA and answering all of my questions. And I am very excited for this Robin Black video. Guys, make sure you're following him on Twitter at MOJAHEDFUDAILAT. That's also on Instagram. And also, you have to subscribe to YouTube.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for interviewing me. And if there's one thing that I can say, as an experience, don't invest so many emotions in your fight, because sometimes your best fighter lose and you left with a broken heart.
Thank you so much for coming on Pure Evil MMA. Have a great day and enjoy the fights.
Thank you so much.